Good morning, listen to FloorDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning, my guest down at the Atlanta Rug Market is Chaz Sidney, who is Senior Vice President of Business Development and the guy in charge of the rug market. Chaz, how you doing?
I'm great. Good morning, Kemp.
Thanks for being with us. We're down here in the final day of the show, and so you've gotten kind of a good read. Let's talk first a little bit about the traffic. I mean, we expected with the economy where it was, it would be off. Why don't you tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah, it's quieter than we'd like to expect, but it's just a reflective of what's going on in the world. I mean, that's markets are a reflection. It's, you know, if it's great outside, it's going to be in the regular in the market. It's going to be good in our market, and if it's not, it's going to reflect that as well. But you know, there's a lot of key retailers here. Not as many as we'd hope to be, but those that are here are made wise decisions to come. We believe that markets and trade shows, for that matter, are the best education any retailer can have, and probably the least expensive education that any retailer can have. That you come to markets not only to see what's new, but also network with your friends, and you might find a retailer that's got a similar problem on another part of the country that can solve your issues, and also to find out who's in business, who's not in business, what's hot, what's not.
How does it compare to the January traffic?
Well, January is always much better. I mean, there's no question about that, and that's kind of true in pretty much every industry, because people like to start the new year on with new products and on a new note, and people get energized in January. So January in pretty much every industry, not just the flooring industry, is always better than the summer markets.
All right, Chaz, when we talk about the area rug market, one of the things that Floor Focus has been monitoring is this shift away from the department store. I mean, the department store still is, there's not as many of them. You've still got the big Macy's out there, but we're watching the shift. There's other options for selling rugs. There's there's the mass merchant. There's the furniture store. There's the, mostly our listener, which is the independent flooring retailer. Tell us how you think the channel for area rugs is shifting.
Well, it's shifting, but it's, you know, you said that there's a decrease in the department stores, and I don't quite agree with that. I mean, the department stores are consolidated. I mean, Macy's is the big dog. I mean, there used to be Macy's, and there used to be Rich's, and there used to be Carson Peary Scott and Marshall Fields, and on and on and on and on. They've just bought them all up. So those stores already haven't gone away. It's just that that one entity has gotten bigger, and they're still, department stores, and there's other department stores, of course, but that's still an important part. You know, the internet is there's a lot of internet retailers now. That's a growing part of the business. So that's taken over pretty well. Furniture stores are still very important. We've got quite a few major furniture stores that are here this week. But we're seeing that it seems to me like some of the flooring stores have dropped out of it. And I think the flooring stores have dabbled in it. And I think if you, in any business or anything you do in life, you better jump in with 2 feet. You can't stick your toe in the water and expect to be successful. And that's my recommendation. From a flooring store, if you're going to, you need to jump in it. And the good thing about the rug industry, you don't have to install it. You don't have to worry about getting callbacks. You don't have you got to come back to the residence and fix a problem. It walks out your door and you never see it again. And it's a quick cash. It's a cash item. And I think more flooring stores need to jump in with both feet as opposed to sticking a toe in and then not happy with their results.
We've actually done some research and done some interviews of the people that are very successful that are independent flooring retailers, and those that are successful are those that actually put some space to it, some floor space, that have somebody, they train somebody to come in and know how to talk to their consumer about it being a fashion item. And like you say, it's very, I don't know if you said this or not, it's a very profitable item. I think the margins on area rugs and for especially flooring retailer can be as good as 50%. And like you say, it doesn't have to be installed and it walks right out the door. So but there are flooring retailers that are successful at it, and the ones that are getting out, like you say, are the ones that just barely get in it, right?
Exactly right. And the thing about it is we all know what's going on in the flooring industry. The hard surface is what's going crazy. Well, like I said, hard surface and rugs are bread and butter. And, a retailer, a flooring retailer, he knows every home that hard surface is going in. And sooner or later, Mrs. Consumer is going to put a rug on it. And what a great way to get her back in that store by you install the rug, you install the hard surface, and then you give her a discount on come back and buy the rug next week or 6 months. you know, they've got the inside track on who's going to buy a rug in the future because they're installing that hard surface in their home.
There's actually been research done that shows that as soon as somebody puts in either a ceramic tile or a hardwood floor, within 90 days they're looking for a rug.
Exactly right. That's why I think a flooring company or flooring retailer that's in that hard surface business, they're missing opportunities not to be in the rug industry.
All right, Chaz, one of the things I definitely want to ask you about is we've been watching, you are the place, the rug market, and we're also watching what's going on out in Vegas. What are you doing to remain competitive to make sure that you continue to be the annual place to go, or actually semi-annual, twice a year place to go to for the rug market?
Well, number one, we've got over 100 exhibitors, permanent showroom exhibitors, and there's not anybody else that's got 10% of what we have. So, and we are dedicated to the rug industry. We've been in the business for a long time, and the rug industry is something that we cherish, and something that we nurture. It's just not a couple of showrooms just to fill some space. It's something that we're dedicated to, and we believe we've got the support of this entire industry behind us, and we work with our customers. You know, I just don't see them twice a year. I'm in there, and Kevin and I are in there. Their establishments many times throughout the year, talking to them every day. How can we help? What can we do? And we same with the retailers. We do all we can to assist the retailers to come to market and make it as inexpensive as we possibly can. And if you're a retailer in any industry, you know, in any business, the best education you're going to get is going to be at a trade show. And if you're going to invest in your time and your money in a trade show, you need to go to the best, the one that's going to give you the best overall view of what's going on in the industry, and that's us in the rug industry.
You got the widest breadth. The people here offer the widest price points, and plus Atlanta's pretty easy to get in and out. You don't have to spend 4 hours on a plane.
Yeah, it's the interesting thing. We're obviously very involved with the Convention Bureau in Atlanta, and one of the things we preach is 80% of the population in the United States is within a two-hour flight. There's not anybody else that can say it. We got the greatest airport in the world, the greatest concentration of hotels. I mean, you'll get out of your hotel and in 2 minutes you're in our building.
All right, Chaz, we're about out of time. What's your call? When do you think the next rug show that's going to be one where there's good traffic? It's kind of an economic recovery question. When do you think we're going to start to see an uptick in business?
I think January is going to be a good market because there has to be such pent-up demand up there. I mean, the inventories on these retailers has to be nil. So the dam's going to break, and we think it's going to be in January if we just can get a little bit of a positive attitude from the consumers.
Okay, great. We've been talking to Chaz Sidney down at the Atlanta Rug Market, and you've been listening to Kemp Haar and FloorDaily.net.